welcome back to another installment of The Conversations with Carlisle. I'm your host, Jackson White, and with the one and only head coach of the Ben Davis Giants, Don Carlisle.
Good afternoon, good people.
So, Coach, last time we talked, you guys have only played one game, and it was against a top team. You guys played Tech, and you guys came out with a victory on senior night in a packed house. I mean, it looked like the biggest crowd at Ben Davis in years. You guys won this game 63-60 in overtime. Explain that game.
Well, it was a really good atmosphere for basketball, especially here on the west side. I thought that we haven't really saw a crowd like that for a number of years over here, man. I thought it was really, really good for the kids, good for the community. There was a lot of events that took place. I know that the Diamond Divas, they did a really good job. The pep band, there was a drum line there. Mm-hmm. We had 18 seniors that were recognized, as well as our Indy Hoops team. So there was a lot going on, but we were able to get the victory in overtime. I didn't think we played particularly well against Tech, but it was a really, really good building game, especially coming on the heels of a season where we lost a lot of close games where easily it could have went the other way. So just over the course of the end of the season, over the last probably five or six games, we had opportunities to win, and we did. So, you know, the saving grace for us and the thing that we can take going forward was those games that we were losing, them same type of similar situations, we win in now. So going into the sectional, we're on a three-game winning streak, beat two top 20 teams in the last three games. So, mm-hmm. Man, it's good. It's good. Hopefully we can use that momentum going forward into tomorrow and the rest of this week and cut some nets on Saturday.
So you guys are in sectional 11. And the teams that include Ron Colley, you guys, Ben Davis, Decatur Central, Perry Meridian, Southport, and Pike. In the first game tomorrow night, Tuesday, you guys take on Ron Colley. The Royals enter this season. Well, they finish the regular season at 7-14. Kind of a down year for them. They only really have one player who's averaging more than 9 points a game. So what's the game plan going into round one of sectionals?
The best player is averaging about 13, and they lost their last game to Burbuff. Mm-hmm. So they're 7-15. But man, that could be deceiving. I think that they're a really good team, as far as being able to play in the style and the pace that they want to play. They want to play at. So, extremely physical, strong teams. A lot of football guys play. Ron Colley is a smaller school. They share athletes. So. Those guys are strong, strongly built kids. Not very tall, but you know, they've been physical and they played. They've been in most of the games that they've played. The game against Burbuff was a buzzer beater. The Burbuff hit a step back three to win that game by two. So they had the game at hand. Burbuff hit a shot at the buzzer to win it. So when they played Cathedral decent. They've played some other 4A talent teams that are similar to us, and they played them pretty well. So, you know, I respect every opponent. It's not a gimme game. We have to come out and play well, do what Ben Davis does well to be able to come out on top and hopefully put ourselves in positions to go in a semifinal against Decatur Central and then the final on Saturday night.
So, obviously, like you said, a Decatur Central, a team that if you were to win versus a Ron Colley, you would take on a team that you guys lost to earlier in the season at Decatur. Obviously, this will be here at Ben Davis. That's where the Sectional 11 will be hosted. So, versus Decatur Central, it was the game after the Marion County Tournament with a tough loss. Obviously, you guys didn't play your best basketball. Looking ahead to them, I know obviously you don't want to look ahead, but for this stake, what do you think? What do you expect from them in the second matchup versus them if that were to happen?
Man, if I were them, I'd probably do more of the same. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? They zoned us, slowed us down offensively in the half court, and then they ran and got easy transition baskets and hit some threes. So we'll be ready for that. You know what I mean? Like. They caught us at the right time, I think, for them. We had played six games in like 8 days, and then we played them, which made seven games in, I think, around 10 days. It's tough on the high school kids. I'm not making excuses. They played well. They played well. I thought that we didn't play well, but we fought back in that game and lost by 3 points. So if we play a similar, you know, semblance of what we do on a normal basis, then I like our chances. But like I said, not to overlook Roncalli. I know, man, that Coach Wines will have those guys ready and they're prepared. He has those guys are really disciplined and they do a lot of things well. So. But you, like you said, just looking ahead, just for the purposes of the show, it'll be a game where we'll have to play. We'll have to play well, and we'll have to do some things like make some shots. Mm-hmm. Like we didn't really make shots in the game against them the first time, which allowed their zone to be more effective than it would have been. You know what I mean? So we can make some shots and we can run and keep them out of transition. Then I think that it'll be a different type of game.
And then, obviously, in Sectional 11, there's a top bracket that includes Pike, Southport, and Perry Meridian. Perry Meridian having a former head coach who you took over for in Mark James. So that's going to be a possible that could be a team you guys could see in the championship if we were to make it there. Who do you think is the favorite to come out of the top bracket?
And I think you have to say if you look over the season, it'll be Pike. But Southport's been playing a lot better of late. And you can never count out a Mark James led team.
Mm-hmm.
He'll have a good game plan and play at a pace that's suitable to him and his group. So, I think it's wide open. I think that it'll be a great test for Pike and Southport on tomorrow. They play the early game. We play the late game, so they play at 6 and we play at 7:30. But I think that's a good matchup. I think that they kind of match up well with each other. I think that Southport, Limba, didn't play a lot of the season.
Mm-hmm.
But since he's been back, they've been playing considerably better. He's a force inside. He blocks shots, and he's physical, and he's pretty athletic. So, and with the guard play that Southport has, man, you gotta be leery of those guys and what they're capable of doing on the floor. So, but if you know what I mean, like if you just go by the season, by the rankings, and by there was one point where we were the only team to beat Pike. We had beat them twice, and I think they were like 6-7-2 or something like that. So you know, Pike is a good team, and I believe they've beat majority. I think we're 3-1 in our sectional. I think that Decatur Central may be 3-2 or
three
something.
3-2,
like.
Yeah.
3-2. And I think Pike might have a similar record. I think we have the best record in our sectional against our sectional opponents. But all those guys, man, every team is 0-0, win or go home. So, you know, this is Indiana high school basketball. It's March Madness. Anything can happen. So you just have to make sure that you're ready and prepared to do your part to make sure you're not on the other side of one of these great stories that you see in March.
So one thing you mentioned, you're 0-0. Mm-hmm. What's it like telling the players? You guys obviously enter this sectional at a solid record of 18-6, mm-hmm. but now records practically reset. What do you tell your players going into really sectionals and this whole entire Indiana tournament?
Just that, man. I think they have a good understanding of it. Majority of these guys was on the sectional championship team from last mm-hmm. year, so you know, it's finite when those final seconds tick off and you're on the wrong side of it. You know, we won our sectional and then got beat the first game against LM in the regionals last year, and then the season's just over. So, you know, I think those guys understand. It's not much that I really have to say. It's one and done. It's win or go home. So it's not something I have to harp on. They know that if we don't play as well as we possibly should or we're not as successful as we should be, then it'll be the end of this year. So, you know, I think they'll be locked in. I think we'll be ready to play. Definitely we'll prepare that way. And hopefully, you know, with a bit of luck, we'll be cutting down the nets on Saturday.
And so we look forward to, obviously, the crowd was packed this past Friday night. Hopefully it gets to that, at least to some point like that, in the sectional. It's going to be at Ben Davis High School. The first game of sectionals, as two games will be played this Tuesday. Tomorrow, Southport and Pike take a play at 6, and then Ben Davis versus Round Cali at 7:30. So lots of sectional basketball going to be here at Ben Davis High School. So it should be a fun sectional.
So come on out. Come on out. Like you said, we're hosting here at Ben Davis. We should show out the same way that we did on Friday. It was a fun atmosphere. It was a great time to be had for all. I think that it'll be the 12th man, the 13th man, or whatever you would say, that could help us, you know, maybe possibly push us over the top. I know the BD Purple Rain, they did a heck of a job. The mm-hmm. student section was rocking. There was probably only standing room only. And in the gymnasium. So let's make sure that we come out and support. Decatur Central has the bye. They're waiting on the winner of our game. And Paramaridian has the bye, and they're waiting on the winner between Southport and Pike. Let's show everybody a good time, Westside hospitality. But let's show out for the Giants. Let's make sure we show up with your purple and or white or black, and support the group. We'll definitely give out our best effort to come out with a victory and cut the nets on Saturday.
Well, there we go. Hopefully, Coach, we stay undefeated during the week, and we'll be talking next week. All right, let's make sure to tune out. 7:30, Giants versus Roncalli. We'll see you next week.